Well, Auntie Turner, thank you for that one. As we await our guests, as a matter of fact, we're supposed to be having three guests this morning, Auntie Turner, on the line. I'm not sure if anyone has joined us yet on this line, Auntie Turner. So before we move forward and go into mic check this Saturday morning, as again, we are awaiting Wayne Wonder. We're awaiting Baby Sham and Frisco Kid to join us, ladies and gentlemen, for mic check this Saturday morning. Auntie Turner, Tina Turner. Tina Turner was a legend, huh? A legend she was.
Yes, Tina. You know, she has had so many major number one songs.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Anthony.
And I remember when I was living in Jamaica in the 80s, and she had that song, What Love Got to Do With It. That was a massive hit song, mm-hmm. and really launched her career in a major way. So we, of course, send condolences to the Turner family, and definitely a big artist.
You know, Tina Turner was raw. She was powerful. She was unstoppable. Unapologetically herself, Auntie Turner, the queen of rock and roll. We're going to miss the legendary Tina Turner. Well, Auntie Turner, I think we have some guests on the line. Who do we have on the line with us this morning so far? Wayne Wonder? Wayne Wonder? Baby Sham? Anthony, we're still awaiting our guests. Yeah, we're still awaiting all our guests to arrive this Saturday morning. We are getting ready at Groovin' in the Park to present the Timeless 90s. Ladies and gentlemen, Baby Sham, Wayne Wonder, Frisco Kid, they're getting ready for what is going to be an explosive Sunday evening. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be taking a joy ride around New York City. Yep. Hold on. Who do we have there? Baby Sham? Who do we have this morning? Baby Sham, are you there?
Blessed.
Good morning, Baby Sham. I wonder who else we have on the line. We're awaiting Wayne Wonder and Frisco Kid, because we're getting ready, Baby Sham, to take a joy ride around New York City. Now, Anthony, let's start with Baby Sham this morning. Baby Sham has arrived.
All right. Well, our special guest on Mic Check for the Timeless 90s segment of Groovin' in the Park 2023. His name, as you heard, Baby Sham, born Beckett, Damian Beckett. He started out working with the Mad People Gang, which led to the release of hits such as Many, Many and Man and Man, which were featured on his debut album. Any doubts about his pedigree? They were laid to rest in 2003 with his crossover hit Vitamin D, which of course was recorded on the Face the Rhythm. He signed a deal with Atlantic Records, but his story was just beginning. And there are million stories, but there's just one ghetto story. And like the song says, it's a survival story.
Indeed. So we welcome Baby Sham this morning for the first time to Groovin' Radio, and we welcome Baby Sham to Groovin' in the Park. Good morning, Baby Sham. How are you? Baby Sham? Where did he go, Anthony?
Hello?
Yes. Who's this? Frisco?
Yeah, Frisco Kid, this live on direct. What's popping?
Everything is popping, you know, Frisco Kid. We just had Baby Sham on. We are waiting Baby Sham to rejoin us. Now that we have Frisco Kid, Auntie Turner, please introduce Frisco Kid.
Well, our next confirmed artist for the Timeless 90s segment, as you just said, his name is Frisco Kid, born Steve Ray in Western Kingston, Jamaica. And in 1982, he got shot and soon realized that gangster life wasn't for him. That year, he met DJs Roundhead, Spagga Benz, Captain Barkey, Louis Culture, Terror Fabulous, and others. He then linked up with Shocking Vibes and voiced his very first song, Girl Can't Go Dance Again, which, of course, became a dancehall anthem. Terror Fabulous introduced him to David Kelly in 1993, which gave birth to the big song, Big Speech, on the pepper seed rhythm. And as they say, the rest is history.
Good morning. Good morning, Frisco Kid. How are you?
Well, give thanks to life on the top of the morning. Give thanks to the uprising.
Indeed. And as we welcome you to Groovin' Radio, we are also officially welcoming you to Groovin' in the Park 2023. How has it been over the last couple of years for Frisco Kid? How has it been for you, my friend?
Well, I know we have to give thanks to life, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, life is what you make it, yeah? So, mm-hmm. when you make your life comfortable and nice, you go comfortable and nice, yeah?
Indeed. Born in Western Kingston, how was it for Frisco Kid growing up in Western Kingston, Jamaica?
Well, it was an easy road, as a Buju would say, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? I don't know, the ghetto is like a college, you know?
Indeed.
You understand me? You learn, and you look, and you learn, and you learn private your own mistakes. So, you know, it was easy, but give thanks. You understand me? Mother and father was there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
mm-hmm.
me? Their support was there, sisters and brother, mm-hmm. cousins, auntie.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Get a lifestyle, family, friends, everybody together.
What motivated Frisco Kid to get into music? What was the motivation for you?
I love music from my youth, you know. From the 1970s, I can't remember, 78, 79. Them time, I'm 6-7 years old or so.
Mm-hmm.
My little Bob Marley, old pirate, came to Rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I can recall myself as a little youth I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So me would make a guitar out of the herring can them, you know, the herring thing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
far, you know, they call them sardines, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would use a little fishing line and you make a little guitar. So if I me a little youth them time there, yeah, me have make the guitar sing like Bob Marley, old pirate came to Rabbi and
wow.
You know music, you just grew up in a youth, you understand me?
Wow.
I'm a Joseph like Bob Marley too, so you don't know.
Indeed.
We're born with instrument enough, yeah.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. The dancehall, the dancehall, which was a place, Frisco Kid, that actually spun off into one of the genres of Jamaican music. What attracted you to the dancehall itself?
Well, you know, growing up, because, you know, 1981, you know, Bob Marley died and thing, and, you know, you're growing up, you know, you start listening to the 80s come over, you know, with the Papa Son, Lieutenant Stitcher, Ricky Stero,
mm-hmm.
Adbal Bailey, Shabba Rankin,
mm-hmm.
the King, you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Professor Nutt, Ninja Man, the whole of them things, they are motivated as a youth. They say, boy, you want to come do music, you understand me? So we try to follow sound systems and them things there.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a Gavin me them time there. You don't know, my superstar artist was Michael Buckley, because him living on my scheme,
mm-hmm.
you understand me? Call me, him living on my scheme too.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie McGregor, been living at the scheme to the captain himself, you understand me?
Uh-huh.
So, seeing these icons and them things push a motivation towards the music even more.
Indeed.
You understand me? Worse, you're born with the talent. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, going to school and I was growing up, I like entertain, I like to perform, you understand me?
Uh-huh.
Sing over people, sing on stage, sing over other artists, lyrics around your friends, them clash your one another. So, them things there was just the beginning.
Indeed, indeed.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Starting of everything.
All right, let's check and see if Baby Sham is on. Baby Sham, are you there? Baby Sham, are you there? Wayne Wonder, are you there? Well, Anthony, we're still awaiting Baby Sham, and we're still awaiting Wayne Wonder. So we got Frisco Kid, though. But Frisco Kid, the 90s. The 90s was a time when dancehall music, it was up. It was up, up, up. And one of the rhythms that was running wild in the 90s, and if you listen carefully in the background, if you listen carefully, Frisco Kid, you're on this rhythm, the Joyride. The Joyride. Just briefly. Just briefly, Frisco Kid, take us down the road with something from Frisco Kid that the girls can expect at Groovin' in the Park on Sunday, June 25. Go ahead, Frisco Kid.
Sunday the 25th of June.
Uh-huh.
Moving in the park. I can tell you something from earlier today that people already moving in the park, you know.
Indeed.
You understand me?
Indeed.
Yeah, they start moving in the park from now because they are preparing for grooving in the park. Yeah? We just want to make them know that this is not no more talk or something serious.
Yeah.
Action talk and a more talk. Yeah.
Indeed.
Some want them to know that. I want them more and more. Prevention better than cure. Want them more and more and more and. Is that the rhythm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, no, no, Frisco Kid. This song in the background. What a joke off of Jacqueline. What motivated a Frisco Kid to do a song like this? Tell us about this song, Frisco Kid, eh?
Well, to be frank, you know, this song up on the studio, and mm-hmm. you know, Davis playing the rhythm and thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're the one that's the one come up with this idea, you know. You understand me? Yeah. We're the one that come to me and say, Bob, hear this. Like him, I say, go look at, but him never use mm-hmm. Jacqueline, like, so, the name Jacqueline still. Like him, I say, go look at your car for Ray, but me have to draw for my robots. Taking precaution from the big A, Ray. So, yeah, so you're its own body, and then bring it to Dave Kelly, and then Dave Kelly are the maestro. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Put mm-hmm. them things them together and just come and say, all right, I eat this. And I'm the biggest hit from that time till this time, and will forever.
Has joined.
Yeah?
Okay, so Wayne Wanda has now joined the conversation. Good morning, Wayne Wanda.
Blessing.
No, Frisco Kid just mentioned your name, you know. Frisco mentioned your name about doing this song. Boy, I want a joke off of Jacqueline, and you came up with the idea. But before we go into that, Wayne Wanda, Anthony, please introduce Wayne Wanda. Give him his credit this morning. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, well, our next confirmed artist for the Timeless 90s segment at Grooving in the Park 23. His name is Wayne Wanda, a consistent hitmaker with songs for lovers and the street. He first caught the public's attention with a cover version of Never Gonna Give Up. In 1989, he collaborated with his friend Dave Kelly. Together, they created a number of successful hit songs, including I'm Only Human, Baby You, and I Am Saddest Day. He became well known for Delroy Wilson's I Don't Know Why, retitled movie star, which was done with his friend Buju Banton. So we welcome you, Wayne Wanda, to Grooving Radio this Saturday morning.
Good morning again, Wayne Wanda. How are you this morning?
Great, man.
No, as we welcome you to Grooving Radio and welcome you to Grooving in the Park 2023. The music took a break over the last 2+ years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. How has it been for Wayne Wanda those last couple of years?
Well, you know, we're grateful in the times over the years we've been creating. So, with that creativity, it's not much and still around still college.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? So you don't have to give time. So with the creativity, you know, it's hard to kind of get to go there physically, but with that creativity, the body of creativity there, you know, you see where you really work. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
That's all of those mechanical, you know.
Right.
You say, oh, wow, this is where them really, you know, slightly you them out there, you know what I mean? And, you know, keep them in a dark, you know, you have to just highlight, you know, the writing, you know, the structure, you know.
Right. As a singer, Wayne Wonder, what got Wayne Wonder into singing, and who were some of those who Wayne Wonder looked at growing up as a young boy in Jamaica, and what got you into singing?
Singing like, you know, I used to follow like my old lady, like from here, like about 4 or 5 in a choir practice and everything. So I got my actually grew up and say, my old lady, I sing, you know what I mean, choir practice. So, you know, maybe a choir practice was a little youth, toddler. And I sing too. You know, but then again, now I was in, I moved to Water Street, so Water Street is like a couple blocks away from where my mama thinks I read it. So I could stay in my yard and hear the music. Even before my start going out. So I guess it, you know, it attracted me from then on, you know. Influence, you know, I go, I listen to everything. As I said, I could sit in my yard and hear all the music, you know, all the different genres, Jamaican music. I'm right up. I didn't have to go anywhere. So the music has actually found me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of influence. When I listen to one, you know, I listen to the early Bob Marley, and I listen to everything.
Indeed.
You know, from coming up. I hear everything from here on. Because I see in my other ears, here coming, I hear this, here folk. Because I see in my other ear, everything.
Indeed.
You know?
As a singer, do we any wonder, you took a piece of the dance hall in the 90s, and along with Frisco Kid and Lady Saw and Baby Sham, you guys took it to another level. And you know, come Sunday, June 25, we have it here now at Grooving Radio that we're going to be taking a joy ride through Queens. And, you know, Frisco Kid gave us a piece earlier on before you came on the Joyride Redeem. What was it like, or what is it like to work with artists in one space, in one studio, such as a Baby Sham, a Frisco Kid, or even a Marion All? What is that like when you guys hook up with a Dave Kelly and you guys decide to put it down on a track like the Joyride Redeem? Walk our listeners through a moment like that, Wayne Wonder.
It's just a big energy. It's just a big energy because I'm like even the weekend before, like our Joyride, most of the tune was recorded. We actually had the rhythm listening to Driving to Country and Baby Shaman, Dave Kelly and my wife, you know. So it's like we have vibe before. So when we're in the studio now and everybody woke up, it's like we just can't wait to just get in the studio for, you know, put down that energy and see it, you know what I mean? So it was always a big energy, man. Like, you know, Chris get over the top vibe, me over the top vibe, Sean over the top vibe, Struggle over the top vibe, Shaw over the top vibe. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It was just a big vibe, man, you know, that you have to be there, the world alone can't explain it, you know. Mm-hmm. But let it feel it out. Come
this
life, you get a taste and a type of energy.
Wow, no,
I mean,
yeah, no, Anthony.
I'm big by one energy in the room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now, Anthony, you hear a Wayne Wonder say, him say, you have to dead it, for feel it. So I know enough,
right,
because people are already feeling this grooving vibes. People are already feeling this Sunday, June 25th vibes inside Royal Wilkins Park. What can fans expect when a Wayne Wonder walk on a grooving stage with a Baby Sham and a Frisco Kid? And in the background,
you know?
What you say, Wayne Wonder?
That's the alias gang, you know? It's the alias gang. It was always a movement, you know? We're not fighting every day for the panic, you know? But when we come together, we don't know what to do, you know?
Anthony.
So, Winnie, one of the things about you, we know you as this great singer, but you're also this great songwriter that you've written songs for not just yourself, but for a number of artists. And I know Deportee by Buju Banton was a song that you wrote. Just tell us how the inspiration for all of these great songs come about and how you put pen to paper and make it actually happen.
Deportee was basically one of my brothers get deported, you know what I mean? And then Friday Flight link up and we have some boy, you know, Ray get the boom bang thing get deported, and you know what I mean? It just come naturally. I'm even checking him old lady and asking my old lady, I said, you know, here from Boom Wang Bing. And she said, no, not a line, not a letter, not a 50 cent sum. And, you know, it's like, it's everything where it was a natural thing. It's like, from conversation, from the happening, from the community, from everything. And it just came out the way there, you know what I mean? And it just a natural thing like that. Mm-hmm. Never really set no foundation. Never, you know, it's just like natural, you know? Mm-hmm. Natural thing like that. Mm-hmm. And it does. But need you come and hear it, and you know, I tell you what's supposed to be trying to fly song. Mm-hmm. But need you come and hear it, and I didn't believe you the song. I was saying, you know, I'm there, and my little bread good anyway. So, mm-hmm. I just don't know how it's probably just show ideas, and we're in a room, and but that's just what it said, you know, we're just in a room and just reading my play. And I said, need you to clear the style.
So Winnie Wonder, Beyonce has an alter ego, another artist that sometimes appears on stage. Winnie Wonder has this alter ego. So is it two artists we're booking when we book a Winnie Wonder?
Yeah, most definitely, because you know, some of the songs them like songs don't have with the DJs them and the DJs them the present. You know, surprise, my alter ego just can't see the same way. Mm-hmm. If I do anything goes on next, that's not here. Surprise, I got to see the burn. And you know me, I'm a surprise. So, you know, we don't just really qualify. We don't make it slow. Mm-hmm. Instead, I hit it up and I go on like, you know, we're shy and we're free to it.
Mm-hmm.
Speak lyrics.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Baby Shama's join us again, Anthony, because if we could get all three on the lines at the same time. If we could get all three artists on the line at the same time and pepper seed up the place, Anthony, because Sunday, June 25, it is going to be epic inside Roy Wilkins Park. Now, Frisco Kid, Frisco.
Yes.
Now, when the call came in that Frisco Kid is coming to Groovin' in the Park and Frisco Kid will be on stage with Baby Sham and Winnie Wonder at the same time, and you never know if Minister Marion Hall, Lady Saga, run up on that, you know. When you got that call, Frisco Kid, what were you thinking now? Because you're coming to New York for New York's premier reggae and R&B music festival. What was that like for Frisco Kid being told that he's going to play Groovin' in the Park, huh?
Well, the first thing come to my mind, you know, is how the park I go hold the wall of New York. How the park I go hold the wall of New York. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Yeah, because at that time I hold the wall of New York when we'll be grooving in the park. Mm. Come on now. Mm. We need another park. Mm. You understand me?
Yeah.
But we still have some grooving in the park Sunday the 26th. Nothing.
Well, hear me now, Frisco Kid. Hear me now, Winnie Wonder. Last year, July, I was in Jamaica when that whole thing unfolded, the dancehall combination with all of these dancehall icons. So, tell us what is going to happen come June 25th when three icons of the dancehall, you, Winnie Wonder, you, Frisco Kid, and of course, Baby Sham, when all three touch the stage with Lady Saw lurking in the background.
Well, I never experienced a real dancehall vibe, such will be the magnitude, you know? We have to come
here.
We do these music, these songs from a real good place, you know? You know what I mean? So it's like always a joy when we link up back to do this, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna say
it's gonna be a boomshell, man.
Indeed.
But I wanna ask the two of you this same question. We're calling this segment the timeless 90s. What it is about the 90s music, and we're talking about even all genres, not just reggae or dancehall. Why is it so special? Why does it continue to live on and on, and people just can't seem to get enough of it?
This is from a good place and a good space, you know what I mean? And a real energy, like, you know, we really want to do it to connect. You know, we do it from a natural place. There was no ego in the room. No one not fight against someone. So that them clothes up with a negative energy, not surround the thing, you know? Crystal DJ, man, I carry harmonies. Shama DJ, Shama, I sing harmonies with me, I sing. Doing it for us, we'll pick up Shama. And we are here. Now we think when Frenchman go, we are taking on the road and we're in an open up vehicle. Then Amigo, you know, is an open up. You know, it's a liquid. That's the dry ride that came out naturally.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? From the wind of blow through we here and, you know, that rub the eye out, you know? I know Shama young inside, I'm out of the Jeep and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well.
You know, Anthony, I can feel the energy.
The energy.
I can feel the vibes. Whoa. I can feel the vibes. I actually just spoke with Sham's team, and Sham is gonna call back in after we come back after the break at the top of the hour, and then we're gonna have everyone on the line, and we're gonna pep up the place. We're gonna take a joyride around the place, and we're just gonna give them a little taste of grooving in the park. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, June 25, Roy Wilkins Park, Queens, New York, Baby Sham Live, Wayne Wonder Live, Frisco Kid Live, Marion All, Lady Saw Live, and then Anthony Turner. Don't forget about the Four Continent Sound Clash.
Wow.
The Four Continent Showcase. David Rodigan, Dynamic Sounds, Yardbeat Sounds, and all the way from St. Anne's, Jamaica, Bass Odyssey will be inside the big park. And then the big closer will be no other than 13-time Grammy-nominated artist Charlie Wilson. And before Charlie Wilson graced the stage, Taurus Riley, Singy, will perform for exactly 60 minutes. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. 90 minutes of what we call Timeless 90s.
Queens, New York, Groovin' in the Park presents the Timeless 90s, featuring Baby Shell. At Roy Wilkins Park, Queens, New York, Sunday, June 25th. Get your regular and VIP tickets now at Eventbrite. Or for more info, visit the website at groovininthepark.com.
It's here. The annual Groovin' in the Park, an evening of reggae, rhythm, and blues.
Sunday, June 25, Roy Wilkins Park, Queens, New York, Baby Sham Live, Wayne Wonder Live, Frisco Kid Live, and ladies and gentlemen, they're all our guests this morning right here on Groovin' Radio. Welcome back, Anthony Turner.
Yes, sir.
Baby Sham has now joined us. Wayne Wonder is on the line, and so is Frisco Kid. Morning, Baby Sham. How was everything this morning, Baby Sham? And you know, the girls them want to know how you get the name Baby Sham, and that's where we're gonna start. How the name Baby Sham came about, eh?
Well, I got the name from a sister, a friend of mine, Tisha, by the name of Tisha, we all were searching for names, and she came up with the name Baby Champagne. I knew it was right, but I didn't like the pain, so we took the pain off and just leave it at Baby Champagne.
Frisco Kid, because the question came up a few weeks ago. How did you get the name Frisco Kid?
When we get to top of a Kool-Aid thing in Frisco Royal, you know, that was like my favorite Kool-Aid mix. You know, you're youth, you're on boat. Everybody has to mix this. You don't know at all time when me are on boat, me ever want a Frisco Royal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the name was like Frisco Royal. Till me, I said, no, me not use the Royal. Me just put Kid on it.
You just put Frisco Kid. Well, I guess we ain't one that don't have a nickname. Him just name Wayne Wonder, right, Wayne?
No, Wayne, you remember, sir, Van Wayne, I'm a real name, so Wayne was a part of my name.
Indeed.
I to number two, you know.
Indeed.
Number one down the world, Stevie Wonder, you know, a big musical influence, you know. But Wonder really came from ball game, you know, because Champion Taylor was very tricky, me embarrassed him, man.
Yes, indeed.
So, imagine, the Wayne Wonder, because of all the name, Wayne Wonder from my era, you know.
Indeed.
Because I look at you, they just stick on for me, from in a ball game days, you know.
We were Wonders with the letter.
We work wonders with the leather, so it does stick on and still open in the music world, you know?
Wow, amazing. Now, Baby Sham, one big question, you know, and, you know, the girls, them have it for say, boy, when you work with Alicia Keys, it's as if either you have the eyes for Alicia or Alicia have the eyes for you. What was it like working with the legendary Alicia Keys, Baby Sham?
It was one of the most beautiful moments, you know, because you have to understand, we're not just musicians, we're fans of the music, too, and for Alicia to even say, you know what, and if you, at that time, she wasn't on a handful of artists' songs, you know what I mean? And to be on a dancehall song, a hardcore song, it was a wonderful thing, you know what I mean? And up to today, Alicia to that, because there was no ego, no hype. When it was time to shoot the video, said, you know what, I want to come to your place in Jamaica, where you're from, Sherlock Christian, to shoot the video.
Wow.
It's nothing but love there.
Wow. Growing up, Baby Sham, what dragged you into music? What attracted you to music, Baby Sham?
My uncle had a sound system by the name of Studemix. From White House. The Studemix was King Jammies, them Scarpia, them competitors, and Jamie is the proponent on the sound system. Polo T, Super Cat, Beanman, just to name a few. And that's how I really got the love for the music, by going around them and see the vibe and watch them toast on the microphone and all that. And that's how I got the love for the music.
Now, coming to Grooving in the Park, when we announced this segment, I was sitting right here thinking, what can I come up with so New York City can know that 2023, it is going to be not only epic, but it is going to be very special. And then this song came into my head, and I'm still waiting for the dub plate, because Anthony Grooving get the thing now, and I'm out of luck now. Take a listen.
Get a story.
Baby Sham live.
This is my story.
Sunday, June 25. We're bringing together a story.
I remember those days when hell was my home, when me and mama bed was a big piece of foam, and me never like beige, and my ear never comb. When mama gonna work me, go street or roam. I remember when Danny them get my snow cone and make him lick a bread at them, kick up Jerome. I remember when we visit them with pure big stone. And the boy that if I put something, we're full chrome. I remember when we run, but I get him knee blown. And my best friend Richie get doing I'm dome. I remember Sunday Avenue turning a war zone. And Mikey mother fly mode, cause she get alone. But Mikey got too far in and got on Al Capone. Make one leap of money and send me no one. Now we all at the city and that is well known. Yesterday Mikey called me from my phone. Mr. Yeah. Mikey, we got the kingdom.
Them out of luck now.
Me squeeze 7 and the one of them I duck now. We have a leap of extra, we no broke now.
Rah, 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 rah. No, no, Baby Sham. I've been singing that song every day since we announced that Baby Sham is coming to Groove in the Know. Because I want them to know, so we get the thing now. Them out of luck now.
Yeah.
And Sunday, June 25, yeah. Baby Sham, Wayne Wonder. Eh? And Frisco Kid. It can't be normal, Baby Sham. Eh?
It's not gonna be normal.
No, no.
Yeah.
Before you came on, you know, Winnie Wonder was talking about the Joyride Rhythm, and Frisco was talking about the Joyride Rhythm, and how you guys vibes on these rhythm. Your time now to tell the fans, what is it like working on the same rhythm, laying down a track with Winnie Wonder and Frisco Kid? What is that like for you, Baby Sham?
Well, the first thing is to enjoy that experience, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that experience is not normal.
Mm.
And not being in the studio, the first time I went to the studio at Van Wayne, because Wayne, I'm a brother, like,
mm-hmm.
brother.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, so from there, high school, mm-hmm. Wayne, I'm a legend. Mm-hmm. We, as aspiring artists, we are look up to them, we have barbecues, when them come barbecue, we watch how them dress, we watch how them carry themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then now, going into the studio and meeting up with Frisco Kid, Frisco Kid as the next artist who I look up to now from high school, and being in the same backyard or the same studio, vibing with them, sitting in a corner, writing your song, watching how they deliver in the studio, learning, just being there like a fly on the wall or like a sponge,
mm-hmm.
soaking up everything that they do, how them take breath,
mm-hmm.
where them take breath, the words them when them use, the word play,
mm-hmm.
how them go about their thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a beautiful experience, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell everyone that I got the best schooling.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because we come around like the greatest musician. Them like when it comes down to my live show, we mm-hmm. have to credit Wayne Wonder. Wayne Wonder, the first one, like hold the keyboard and say DJ melodies. You know what I mean? Learn how to play the keyboard.
Wow.
Like, we sit there Wayne Yard every morning.
Wow.
Thing I can tell you,
wow.
we get there every morning before the phone let me even come out and a crow.
Wow.
Singer.
Wow.
Yeah.
But Wayne, as the young veteran, right, a man who has been doing this work, I think I first met you back in 1992 in Toronto, Canada. A fan just texted me before we went to the break. She want to know what you're drinking or what you're smoking, why you still look as young as back in the
90s. Wow. Yeah, I explain that one day. I have to call up, so you know.
Good old vitamin, man.
just live natural and live, just pure, always glad for other people to understand a big difference. So.
Right.
I mean, I'm an ounce of bad mind, and, you know, you see when Shama come,
mm-hmm.
and when I say people are saying, Shama, see what all this,
in
a mind, say, I'm just going to prove them wrong.
Right.
I say, watch, where them go on top, man, watch this, man.
We have
taken for a different level. We have looked at it like a more artist and developed. So we don't want him just have one song,
right.
go out there and then battle. He must have a whole set ready.
Indeed.
You know, and we don't have to create different still. But, you know, we're always happy for people and glad for people's success, man. So we can't tell you, man. We're always a team player, man.
Indeed.
Make it fly, you know.
Yeah.
Steady.
Yeah. No. Before we...
Man.
Yeah, listen now, before we wrap up this morning, Anthony, I want you to mute your phone because I promise the listeners to Grooving Radio that we're going to take a mini joyride this Saturday morning around New York City. As a matter of fact, around the state of New York. And this has never happened before here. So this morning, we're going to take a joyride with Baby Sham, Frisco Kid, and Wayne Wonder. And it goes like this. Here we go, gentlemen. Sunday, June 25. Wayne Wonder.
I wonder more and more. Who heard John get the right to us?
Yeah.
Tell them the man. What?
Yeah?
I wonder why not to that right now.
Now, Wayne Wonder. Let's take it from the top one more time. Let's take it. Yeah, let's take it from the top one more time. Wayne Wonder. Wayne Wonder.
She's dangerous.
girl, they are the bomb danger. I never my sister. It's like a rose in a white girl's room, danger. They're my best friend, sir. They are my crew, I got love people, too, dangerous.
Here they come. When I'm cruising around with a drink full of honey, you don't want to eat the truth of me or to your mommy. Don't want to bank a come over with a lonely, so I don't need more. Frisco kid! Well, that's the sort of rhythm I'm just playing.
Frisco!
Who wants to cop for the kill? Yeah. 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 Who wants to cop for the kill?
Hold on, Frisco kid. No. Yeah, man, there's a delay, and that's why you're feeling that. But guess what, Anthony? I can tell you. Right now, these three artists are bringing a treat to New York City on Sunday, June 25. Baby Sham live for the first time on Groovin' in the Park. Wayne Wonder, and I wonder if Wayne is going to remember this conversation. Backstage, Rebel Salute. I remember going up to Wayne Wonder and said, boy, singer, I'd love to do an interview with you on Groovin' Radio, you know. And I could look in Wayne Wonder's eye when he heard the word Groovin'. Wayne Wonder said, interview, Groovin' my one playing. I'll never forget that day. And I said, Wayne, nothing happens before it time. That was about 4 years ago, you know, Wayne Wonder. I said, nothing happens before it time. It's time. And look what happened. 2023, Wayne Wonder confirm for Groovin' in the Park, along with Baby Sham and Frisco Kid. Last week, our special guest was Lady Saw. And she says she's both bringing Marianne All and Lady Saw. Don't be surprised if Lady Saw run up on the stage, Bounty, you know. Don't be surprised.
I'm here. All the egos.
So it is going to be extremely special. We are very pleased, gentlemen, that both all of you gentlemen has accepted this invitation to join us at Groovin' in the Park. And Wayne Wonder, you said something about you didn't want folks, or you don't want folks to feel as if Baby Sham is a studio artist. No, I remember seeing Baby Sham at Alicia Keys' party, and trust me, if that's the Baby Sham we're going to get, Anthony Turner. Mm-hmm. Ladies, I can warn you now. If the Frisco kid that we saw,
Sham never skip the line, man. Sham go out to the right.
Listen to me now, man. Me say, if the Frisco kid and the Wayne Wonder that you guys have been seeing over the years, and what we heard happen last year in Jamaica, trust me, ladies, you're in for a treat, gentlemen. Want to better support the woman them panda one because me no know. Tyrus Riley, I come sing for the ladies them. Sham, Wayne Wonder, and Frisco Kid, I come perform for the ladies them. Charlie Wilson. Before we even go, what is it like now coming to New York to be on a stage, playing on the same stage with a Charlie Wilson, a singer like that, Wayne Wonder? Huh? You're going to be on the same stage with the 13-time Grammy-nominated artist. How do you feel about that?
So funny, man. I make fun of Charlie. I watched Charlie Wilson maybe like about 3 weeks ago. I'm in the garden. He's jazz in the garden. So it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I saw him like 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
At the garden in Miami. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, in the garden.
Yeah, well, let's see.
A good vibe, man.
Indeed.
Flowers in the garden.
Most
times. Indeed. Before we go though, Anthony, any more questions?
Well, I just wanted to hear one more thing from Wayne Wonder. No Letting Go, one of your biggest songs ever. How that song actually came about?
I'm telling you, it's a right of a natural vibe. It's a natural vibe.
That's
it. Let us see something, you know, more genuine to my girl, and
you know, we just write a song about that, or write a song to her. Mm-hmm. You know, how we really feel, you know, how we appreciate mm-hmm. the energy I went ups and downs and fight and make up, break up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's come natural.
Really appreciate you loving me at the wrong that we...
Simple man, naturality man. Tell it from a good
You're the only 25th, I'm a fan. You're only 25th, me a fan.
Yeah.
So Winnie, you're the AC then.
I have a stand as the ear can, you know.
Mm, mm. Yeah. That's a great vibe, man. That's how we do it from over the years, man. We just have a natural vibe, and if a music will link up, you know.
Indeed.
We just do it from a good place, you know what I mean?
Indeed.
And it flow like a fountain, you know?
You know, I can
let it fly, you know?
Yeah, I can feel the energy. I can feel the energy amongst you three gentlemen. And how long have you guys been working together like this?
From day one. We're part of the movement from day one, you know. Everybody
put in them 100, you know. Yeah, man, I saw Wayne was there before Frisco. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I started to go in that specific studio from like 93 Makaki. So even though I wasn't recording, I kind of built a relationship. And then by 95, 96, now I graduated from high school, and that's when I got my chance to start recording.
Indeed.
So I've known them longer than, believe me, ever since I like, from 93 up to almost. You know?
20
years.
A good 30 years. Ladies, Wayne Wonder is confirmed for Groovin' in the Park. No letting go. Yep.
Wayne Wonder, baby. Got somebody. She's a beauty, very special, really and truly. Take good care of me, like it's her duty. Won't you hide by my side?
Ladies and gentlemen, the catalog of music between these three artists, it goes deep. It goes very, very deep. And that's why we are telling you now, get your tickets early. Come out on Sunday, June 25, 2023, inside Roy Wilkins Park. It is going to be very, very special as we celebrate the timeless 90s. Wayne Wonder live, Baby Sham live, and Frisco Kid live. You heard them here on Groovin' Radio this Saturday morning. But to see them live inside Roy Wilkins Park on Sunday, June 25, it is going to be very special.
It's here, the annual Groovin' in the Park. North America's most anticipated reggae, rhythm, and blues concert. Groovin' in the Park, featuring...
Now, gentlemen, final thoughts. Baby Sham, you go first. What can the ladies expect from Baby Sham on Sunday, June 25? Sham.
A joyride experience, bro.
Ah.
Joyride experience.
Winnie.
What's a joyride experience? You're getting a joyride experience.
Winnie Wonder, what can the ladies expect?
Like fireworks, rapid fire.
Ah.
A surprise, right?
Yeah.
Now, Frisco Kid, what can the ladies expect?
Madam craziness, you know? Crazy.
No big,
Big speech.
The vibes will be crazy vibes.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, we can't wait for you guys to come to town for Sunday, June 25. It is going to be a blast from the past, the timeless 90s. I thank you all so much for getting up this Saturday morning and being a part of our Grooving Radio's experience here on 93.5. Again, we cannot wait for Sunday, June 25. Thank you all very much.
Thanks for having me.
Indeed.
All right, guys.
Indeed. One love. Indeed. One love. More strength.
All right.
Yeah, man. One
Let's
love.
Let's go get it.
Yeah, man.
Better.
All right. Give thanks, gentlemen. Anthony, we got to run.
Give
thanks. Yeah, man. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, man. One love. Get your tickets now, ladies and gentlemen. It is Grooving Radio. We're going to have to wrap and make room for the next presentation, which is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Grooving Radio was executively produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Grooving Radio was hosted by Rasklem. Contributing to a presentation this morning, got to say thanks to Miss Michelle Stoddart from Resort World. They're now on board at Grooving in the Park. Next week, Saturday, we will be live inside the big park, Roy Wilkins Park, with a Colgate Day. We got news this morning, courtesy of Jamaica, the Jamaica Gleaner, Jamaica Now, with Mr. Jovan Johnson. Anthony Turner joined us for ER Report, and he provided the bio for all our guests this morning, Baby Sham, Wayne Wonder, and Frisco Kid. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Ladies and gentlemen, stick and stay. Don't go anywhere. The jam comes in at 1, link up at 6, and sound chat at 8 p.m. My name is Rasklem. Peace, love, and blessings.